I came home, I moved back to Zimbabwe in December last year. And so where you start whenever you relocate, I suppose, is find people you know. So I sort of searched high and low for every person I'd ever known in my childhood who still lived in Zimbabwe. And bar like two, all of them, and we're talking about maybe 15 people, were all either employed and actively pursuing an entrepreneurial pursuit, or just I'm set up shop, I'm in business, I'm doing my thing. And all of them, when that fail, were struggling. Some of them were because they didn't have the know-how of how to run a business. Some of them were because they knew they didn't have the know-how but could not afford to outsource certain elements of their business because of the cost. Some of them didn't have a network or didn't know anybody, or they weren't hammers with anyone, so they couldn't get an interview anywhere or get an appointment to pitch to anyone. And then some were just had no money. There was no money, there was no way to get money. It was just, okay, this things aren't working. So I was sat there and I was like, oh, this is crazy. You know, this is a great idea, that's a great idea. This person's got this brilliant skill and yet they can't do anything with it. That's nuts. And what are the problems? So those are the problems. Okay, so what if we had solutions?